Well, we've spoken about it on the program last week. We saw that disgraceful terror attack in Melbourne where an innocent man was killed and police were forced to shoot the offender dead. Well, one man is asking, did Australia's poor mental health system let the perpetrator down? Shire Ali, we call him, and this particular man, who we're going to speak to in a moment, says that, well, we knew that he had mental health issues, and we knew that he'd been radicalised, and we even knew that his passport was cancelled, but did we do anything to help him along the way? James Harding is a mentor, public speaker, and author of Hard Cuddles, and joins us now. James, why do we keep blaming ourselves for these things?
I don't know if we blame ourselves, Stephen, mate. I think the real issue here is how hard the current mental health system is to navigate. And people seem to be slipping between the cracks. Look, for me, it's not about a Somalian. It's the same with the bloke that's getting sent the trials on at the moment. The Greek fella that rampaged through Bourke Street. It is mental health. Like, no one in their right mind would be behaving in that state.
Look, I think that's fair to say, and I made that comment to a colleague today, that everybody who's involved during a terror attack clearly has some sort of mental health issue. But doesn't that, I don't want to say trivialise, because that's not what I mean, because mental health is such an important issue, but isn't it making an excuse for people that truly do hate our way of life and are attacking us on that terror basis?
Yeah, it is an interesting point. And firstly, I just want to say, deepest condolences to Sisto. I knew the man. When I ran my waste management company in the city, I knew the bloke, and he used to give me free coffees every morning for taking some extras in the back of my truck. So it takes a fair bit for me to get emotional, and when I read that, it actually really, I got very upset because I knew him personally. But when I read the story and I read the way the media, I thought, how are the media going to play this out? And then they jumped it up as some sort of racial thing. Now, I feel for the Somalian community more so than anyone. My mother is an immigrant, and I think to myself, there couldn't be any worse position to be in if you're a Somalian at the moment. And on top of that, I'm on the front line with people that are really struggling with mental health at the moment. Some of the things I hear and see are deeply disturbing. But with this fella, Shire Ali, I guarantee you, it's so hard for an Australian to navigate the mental health system. I can't even imagine what it would have been like for a Somalian.
Yeah, oh, look, I understand what you're saying, James, and I get that, you know, and I'm the first to admit that we need to do more about mental health, and we talk about it on this program a lot. But is it fair, when you say you don't want to be, you'd hate to be a Somalian, is anybody really tarring the entire Somalian community with this, or are we talking about one bloke that we know wanted to go overseas and fight with ISIS? That's why we took his passport off him.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, why wasn't anything done about it? Like, they've taken his passport, they knew he was on the radar, then why wasn't anything done about it? This is what I don't understand.
Yeah, and look, and I think that's a fair question to ask, but the question I ask you is, should we be conflating that with our mental health issue?
For me, look, I like to simplify things because I'm a simple person, Stephen. This is mental health. No matter what it is, he had delusions of people trying to chase him with spears. Now, whether you want to dress this up as Islamic State in the background, I know anyone that is a radicalist any of the research that I've done, they're very simple people, and they seem to target people that are very easily led.
Yeah, okay, it's an interesting question, and look, it certainly will spark a bit of discussion tonight.
So I don't read the media because it's all hype these days, and I certainly don't buy into any of it, but I've heard the Prime Minister's weighed in and said some of the community leaders from the Middle Eastern countries should be doing more.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, I think the Prime Minister and the leaders of this country should be doing more, because if you really do the research, and I am on the front line when it comes to mental health, I'm going and speaking at prisons for free and dealing with it, and what I can see, it's a very sad state the way things are at the moment. Rather than, to me, it sounds like passing the buck. to me, rather than putting it back on the community leaders, what about some more funding and some more structure? Because the police don't have any records, access to mental health records, and the mental health workers don't have any access to police records. Now, I think that's a start. And some more funding towards mental health.
Oh, you won't get any argument from me that we need more funding and more done about mental health. But I think it's fair to say when the Prime Minister says that these communities need to do more to look after themselves because they are a bit insular, I think that's a fair call too. I mean, why does it need to be an either-or proposition?
So to go one step further even on top of that, Stephen, like I can pose another question to you right now. Rather than just bringing, like they say yes or no to whether they come into the country, right?
Yep.
So rather than just letting them go anywhere, why don't they, and letting them integrate all in the one area, and all these people get together and they've all got the same ideas, why not pop a Somalian family or a Syrian family or whatever family out into regional Australia or rural Australia, get them farming, give them some acres, and let them have a go at integrating into that society, because as I know, I've lived in the country before, you can't hide out there. You cannot get away with any sort of radical behaviour.
We're going directly out to regional Australia tonight. It's a good question to ask. James, good to speak to you.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
James Harding, 132710. Give us a call.